Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. And Lord, we just ask that in your word we see the glorified Christ. Lord, that we see you in control and that we see all things done according to your will. Lord, may we understand that nothing can separate us from your love. May we understand that through you and in you we overcome. May we lift our eyes up and know that we'll always be with you. Give us this peace in our hearts and cause us to know that our lives in you is not in vain or pointless. Open the words we ask you this morning so that we may see and understand. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to be looking primarily at Revelation chapter 13. And we're going to be looking at the Antichrist and the false prophet. The Antichrist and the false prophet. The seventh trumpet sounds and the third woe comes quickly upon the earth. And Jesus declares that there should be time no longer, that the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Then we saw that Michael and his angels fight against the dragon and his fallen angels, and Satan with his angels are cast down out of heaven into the earth. And so the heavens rejoice because of that, but woe to the earth. The devil has come down to you in great wrath because he knows that he has but a short time. And Jesus is about to judge all evil upon the earth. He's about to cleanse the earth of evil and to make the kingdoms of this world the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And so Satan has lost the battle in the heavenlies, but he comes down to earth and he continues the fight on the earth. And the Bible says for another 3.5 years until he finally loses here also. But this time, the Bible tells us, is going to be the worst time on the earth, in the history of the earth. And unless Jesus intervenes, all flesh will be destroyed. And so Satan, through the Antichrist, turns on God's people during this time. And in